Well, she sneaks about the world, moving into Carolina. She's a sticky finger filter from Berlin down to Belize. Take you for a ride, the most of China. Tell me where in the world is
Ben and Vince.
What's up, everybody out there in the world? It's another podcast time to have one. I'm Ben.
Oh, I'm Vince.
Oh, you are.
Oh, hi there. Billy Mays here with another fantastic product.
Anyway, as you were saying.
Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. What the hell just happened? Hey, what was that thing that I said earlier that I was like, oh, I'm so glad you reminded me?
Crack a bottle.
Before that.
You were like, I'm so glad you reminded me. Crack a bottle.
No, something else.
Time crimes?
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's edit that out later.
You say edit that out? Are we editing things out?
No, we're broadcasting live.
Yeah, okay.
So listen, before we get into everything here,
yeah,
there's something I need to read off of Google.
Google, all right.
Maybe I put it in here. Okay. All right, Google. So, you know how Google has that like little suggest feature?
Yes, Google.
I type in Snively.
Oh, no.
And here's the
looks like we're making good on our promise. More Snively.
Here's the list. We got Snively blog, Snively MIT, Snively Inc. Like INC.
Right.
Snively cartoon.
Hmm.
Snively Kintobor, whatever the fuck that is.
Wait, I feel like I've heard that word. Anyway, go on.
Right. Now, then there's a Snively Hot Springs.
Hot Springs?
Yeah, Snively Hot Springs.
Okay.
Snively Definition. Snively Whiplash Cartoon.
Wait, that's a thing, right?
What?
I feel like I've heard of that also.
There's only 277 anyway. Results for that.
Okay, never mind. Go on.
And then, Snively Elementary.
Nah!
That's nice. It. Oh, did I mention Snively Shrine?
No!
Yep, But
That should have been the first thing you mentioned.
I'm clicking on it.
Uh-oh, you're about to get a virus. Oh my
Okay.
God.
This is like some kind I guess Snively is a character in Sonic the Hedgehog. I think
Oh,
it might be spelled differently.
so one time I searched for or I started typing in why doesn't, and I forget what I was gonna finish that sentence with, but the suggestions have changed a little bit since I did it the first time, but they're still really good. So here we go. Why doesn't Iran have an Obama?
What?
I don't know what that means, but anyway, why doesn't he like me?
He's just not that into you.
Why doesn't this feel empowering? Wait, hold on, what's this saying? Why doesn't the United States have a European style welfare state? Why is that the fourth top result?
They're
Anyway,
like out of order, aren't they?
maybe
Oh, I guess
I
they're in
don't know.
order by how many people search for them.
Yeah, so that seems like really high up on the list. But anyway, why doesn't God heal amputees?
Holy shit.
Why doesn't GM sell crack?
You serious?
I'm not kidding.
What?
Obama salute the flag?
There's a good one.
Why doesn't he call?
He's just not that into you.
Here's one of my personal favorites. Why doesn't glue stick to the inside of the bottle? And finally, why doesn't he love me?
Have you seen the school supplies?
Who types in why doesn't he like me to Google? Like
It was
maybe
Ask
Google would know the
Jeeves.
answer. What?
Maybe they thought it was Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, exactly. Which is just ask now.
Oh my
Jeeves
God.
died.
Jeeves. Maybe
Okay,
they
that
thought
was
it was
actually
Lycos.
what?
Maybe they thought it was Lycos.
Yeah. No, that was actually if I put a quote in front of why it doesn't. But if you take out the quote, you have the slightly different ones. Why doesn't alcohol freeze? Why doesn't corn digest?
That's a
Why
good
doesn't
question.
Obama put his hand over his heart? And why doesn't LimeWire
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to know about Obama.
I know, he's the most popular guy in the world.
I
You
guess
have
so.
3,000 messages.
Obama. Obama. Did you see his press? Never mind. Let's get into this phone segment,
Let's go to the phones.
huh? Let's go to the phones.
All right. Let's
Call their
call up some people. That's
call
how
their quest line. How do you spell David? Oh, it's with a D, isn't it?
with a W.
I thought it was with a G.
Don't know why you would think that.
Why wouldn't I think it?
I mean, maybe his name was David Dutenberg.
Yeah, that's probably why.
That's a really loud ring.
Is it really? How's that?
Still just as loud, exactly as loud.
What's this?
Maybe a tiny bit quieter.
Maybe a tiny bit quieter?
Oh, Mr. Tusks.
Looks like he's not answering.
Your call has been forwarded
I'm
to
sure
an
he's in
automated
lab or some shit like that. Oh, what the?
voice.
What just happened?
Lab.
Oh my God.
Ah.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1
Let's
for
talk to
more.
this lady.
To leave a callback
Yeah.
number, press
Wait,
5.
what's your views?
What?
Hello,
Hey,
Mr.
David.
Gutenberg. This is John Smitherson from the Loans and Accounting Corporation of Smitherson and Straussatory. What the fuck? Oh, he's calling back.
I'm Mr. Straussatore.
Hello?
Yo, Vince, why'd you call?
Oh, just doing some phoning,
Going on?
dialing, and things of that nature.
Well, it's getting really loud here. I can't hear you.
Are you at a party?
What?
Are you at a party?
No, I'm at the women's bean pot. The hockey game.
Oh.
I thought he was gonna say the women's bathroom.
Are you playing in the band right now? Do you hear this?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
When did you just hang up or did he hang up?
Oh, we're still on with his,
Oh, his voicemail. Yeah. All right.
Wait, it's on hold. Let me get it back.
Oh, all right.
Brief call. Hello?
Hi, I'm Theodore Strazatori.
Oh,
and,
fuck, I hung up.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Fenton Ellsworth.
Welcome to the program, sir.
Oh, are we doing this?
No. I think you should call Eric Heisen.
Eric called him.
Twice?
Once.
Second time's a charm.
All right. But after this, we have to call somebody good. Like,
Matas.
There's somebody good, not somebody evil. Oh, burn!
Yeah, very good, Vince. No, that's not a burn, though. I mean, that's, you know.
Only accidentally wasting it. Very good. Oh, he totally hung up on us. What a tool.
He's probably in a meeting.
Oh my god, what a douche. Hey.
Wow, 2 out of 2 Harvard people are elitist.
Yeah, looks like, you know, dentists agree.
What? And neither of us are dentists.
Maybe we're both dentists.
Neither doesn't mean both.
This is David Robertsberry calling from Robertsberry Dental. My associate, Elizabeth
Taylor.
Brantenstein Townville is on the line.
Hi.
Don't be fooled by his misleading first name, because he's actually a man.
Yeah. It's it's kind of a nickname, actually. But anyway, yeah, I'm Elizabeth Rosenville Krantzenstein Bill, and we were just calling to confirm your appointment for tomorrow. You're getting a...
It's at 2:30.
It's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we see you're getting a all-tooth extraction, and we just wanted to know what you wanted to replace them with. If you could let us know by 6 o'clock.
Oh, what the hell?
Oh, rude. Okay, rude.
And re-record. Press 3 to continue recording where you left off. Press 4.
What should we do?
I don't know. This is like a choose your own adventure type thing.
Oh god.
Are you still there? If you are
I'm still here. Really. What do you want?
Press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to
re-record. Listen to our message.
Press 3 to continue recording where you left. Send your message with normal delivery.
No, this is not what I wanted.
To send your message with urgent delivery.
Urgent.
Damn it. Can I go back?
Are you still there? Oh. To send your
press
message asterisk. With normal delivery, press 1.
All right.
To send your message with goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was a mistake.
Good advice. All right. Let's take a break.
Taking a break.
All right.
I cannot live another day without air conditioning.
Says tomorrow's gonna be hotter.
Hotter?
Like yesterday.
Yesterday? Yesterday you said you'd call Sears.
I'll call today.
You call now.
I'll call now.
Now's the time to save on Sears installed central air conditioning. Get 0% finance charge, no billing, and no payments until August with the Sears Charge Home Improvement Plan. Call now for a free in-home estimate on a Kenmore air conditioning system. State-of-the-art engineering means greater energy efficiency. A new Kenmore could save 10 to 44% on your annual cooling costs. In time, even pay for itself. Sears also offers fast emergency installation, a 5-year warranty on parts and labor, plus our satisfaction guarantee. And you know Sears will be there to back it up. Get 0% finance charge, no billing, no payments until August. Offer ends May 31st, so call now and save with Sears.
So what's the paper say about tomorrow?
Another scorcher.
Cool.
sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia.
From the break
to the future.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Back to the Future, best thing ever.
What?
All right, you want to hear some clips here?
Okay. Roll the clip. Okay.
Shit's getting way too complicated for me.
Oh, yeah.
You heard these?
Yeah.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you. Now, you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry-ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Nothing.
Sure, yeah. You can have my number, baby. Yeah. My bitch, nigga. Buy your own damn fries.
That doesn't actually even make sense, that last one.
Yeah, I know.
Shouldn't it be I ain't your bitch?
Yeah, whatever.
Because if he was, you should buy a fry anyway.
Yeah, it's so surreal. Those clips.
I mean, it's kind of surreal. Also, but here's the new clip for the show. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
But hold on, I have to. Never mind. I have to. Introduce this.
Oh, okay.
Man, I can't believe we couldn't get Eric Heisen on the phone.
I know. Maybe his phone. His phone probably rejected us because it's too elitist.
Yeah. You know what?
What the fuck is it with you and your phone?
New
clip.
That software that he's got in the studio is pretty good. I don't know how he made it.
What?
You know, all these computer systems and stuff. They're pretty impressive.
Yeah. Pretty impressive.
Computer voodoo. I don't know, but he's got it, doesn't he?
Oh, God.
Voodoo. I don't know, but he's got it, doesn't he?
He's got it, doesn't he?
I don't know what it is, but he's got it.
He's got some kind of computer voodoo. I actually had that sitting around for like the last 6 podcasts, and I just forgot to.
Wow. What a
there was actually like some context that I was gonna use it in that actually made sense.
Oh well. How do I say this? That movie was really bad.
You don't even know what movie that's from.
Oh, that wasn't The Spirit?
No. No.
Oh, listen, I thought it was The Spirit.
He's got some kind of computer voodoo. I don't know, but he's got it, doesn't he?
So what is that from?
It's pretty good.
What's pretty good?
Clip.
What?
Pretty good. The clip that we just heard.
Oh, clip.
Pretty clip there.
Clip. Yeah. Okay. What was the clip from?
What did you think I was saying?
I don't know.
What did you think of?
Whip?
It's from Changing Lanes.
Oh, I feel like I've heard of that.
Feel like you've heard of that. Good job.
I know.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Go on.
Who do you think we would win at the airplane game, you or me?
What's the airplane game?
I don't know. I've never played it.
So, me.
No. No. You can't. No. No. You know more about comic books, but I know more about music.
So?
So, it's those, like, even.
Which one of those knows more about airplanes?
I didn't know that you would win.
I just know.
What?
I said, which one of us knows more about airplanes?
Probably me. I don't know. Maybe you. No, you've never even been on an airplane.
No, you've never even been on an airplane.
I've been on plenty of airplanes. How many airplanes have you been on? On how many
a
airplanes
lot.
Have you been?
Like, a lot.
Since where?
Since where? Where?
since where?
Since about 50 miles ago.
I don't believe that.
We used to fly to Florida all the time. I've been on plenty of airplanes. I've been on an airplane to California, to Canada. Anyway, how many? You've only been on like one airplane in your entire life.
Christine Kim? No, I've been on plenty of airplanes. I've been on at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10 airplanes. 10 airplanes.
10.
10 airplanes.
10 is a number. Well, okay. Are you sure those are all the different airplanes?
Yeah. It was not the same airplane.
Even,
who's Daniel?
You know. What?
What? Continue.
Are you sure there was no two airplanes that were the same? That were not the same? That were the same?
Yeah, they're all different airplanes.
Well, anyway, the fact that you can even count them shows that I've been on more airplanes than you.
Maybe you just suck at counting.
No, like, I can count to 10. Here, you did it. I'll do it also. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 and a half. Isn't that how they always used to do it in elementary school? It's like, you know, I'm going to count to three, and by the time I get to three, you all better be sitting here on the carpet for story time or whatever, you know. And it was always like 1, 2, 2 and a half, 2 and 3 quarters, you know, 2 and 9 tenths, 3 minus
it's like
a
2 and 3 quarters, 3, and then, like, still everyone is not sitting down. And they're like, I said 3.
Yeah.
Shh. Yeah.
Whatever. I can't be too harsh on elementary school teachers.
Who really knows about airplanes?
Who really knows about airplanes?
Really knows about airplanes.
Okay.
Airplane expert coming up on the line. This person flies all the time on airplanes.
Alright.
Jesus Christ. Nobody's answering their phone today.
Yeah, true.
Leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Could you tell who that was?
Callback number.
They sounded really despondent.
Well, leave a message.
Oh, hi, this is, Senor...
That's what I was gonna tell you.
Charlesworthton Town. Hampton. We wanted to know your opinion on airplanes.
Don't actually give us a call back, because...
Call us at the studio. We'll be here until 24 hours from now. Just fly in on an airplane and let us know.
That's probably the best way.
Email us an airplane. In the air.
Here's what I was going to tell you.
What were you going to tell me?
Oh no, it's still on! Okay.
Did you just close your phone and it didn't turn off?
Yeah. At least I caught it that time.
Thank God.
So, I was at University of Maryland, right?
Okay.
I was on the bus. This is on like a Friday night.
Okay.
I'm on the University of Maryland bus.
Okay.
And who else was there? It was like me.
Cyril.
Ben. Holy shit. It was like me. Ben. George. Who else? Carly.
Carly. Oh, Carly, yeah.
Probably Michelle was probably there. let's see. Who else?
Alexander.
I feel like there was definitely like one other person. But no, we're sitting there on the bus at the bus stop, and we're all the way at the back of the bus, and somebody knocks on the window. This is on Friday night.
Okay.
Look out the window. Alex Heider is standing there.
Oh my god.
Some ridiculous hat, smoking a pipe. Right.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm just walking to 7-Eleven.
All right.
On the bus that was going to 7-Eleven.
Well, maybe he didn't.
It's like the middle of January.
Maybe he didn't want to pay for the bus.
It's free!
Maybe he doesn't like buses.
I guess.
That's the kind of thing he would be like. He's like, I don't take buses!
Yeah. Alright, well, that's the end of our show.
Hopefully someone will come and knock on your bus window tonight.